the church, but I don't seem to do that. But well, that's me to share the message this morning. When we originally thought that Herb wouldn't be back today, but he is, thank God. And but we decided to continue to go with that plan this morning. I guess so all my tedious studying wouldn't be in vain. So I don't know. But how many of you guys have ever found yourself in a place where it's just kind of like, what's going on? Sometimes you just feel like you lack direction. Maybe you don't know what God's doing in your life at that particular moment or whatnot. Maybe it seems like a lonely place. Maybe it seems like a place of transition in your life. And it's kind of like, what's next? I just kind of want to talk about that this morning. And I guess if I was to title my message, it would be called Purpose in the Wilderness. The Bible uses, it says in the New Testament that the Old Testament, stories and all serve as examples for us to learn from, And the Bible uses, countless times of imagery of the wilderness as a place of learning to trust God, as a place of feeling lost, but yet finding God as your source. But so that's what I want to talk about this morning. There's just countless people in the Bible who had a wilderness experience. And Moses was one of those. He went about trying to accomplish the purpose of God in the wrong way. He killed an Egyptian, went about being a deliverer in the wrong way, and God sent him into the desert of Midian to train him and prepare him to be the deliverer that God wanted him to be. It was a time of preparation in his life. It was also a time of revelation for him. It was where he heard God's instruction that I am that I am, and God sent him to be deliverer of Israel. We all know that the people of Israel went through 40 years of going through the wilderness. And I read that it should have been like a 5 or 4 day trip, something like that, but turned into a 40-year trip. I didn't quite realize it was that drastic, but if you think about that, 5 day trip turning into going around in circles for 40 years, it kind of seems hard to understand, but I guess maybe it was a lack of unbelief that led Israel into going around in circles. So Israel also went through a wilderness experience even after they saw God do mighty miracles. They saw the parting of the Red Sea. They saw God deliver them through the plagues. And yet they found themselves going through a wilderness experience also. David was another example in the Bible who went through a wilderness period. We know he was told that he would be king. He was prophesied over that he would be king. And yet before he saw that come to pass in his life, he was fleeing from Saul, who was jealous of him, into the wilderness, fleeing from him. So David also went through a wilderness period in preparation of what God was doing in his life. Peter went through a wilderness period. He went through a time of He had confidence more in himself, I guess you'd say. He was the one that told Jesus, I'll even go to prison with you. I won't deny, But yet when he found himself in that place of testing, he denied Jesus of even knowing Jesus. And that sent him into a season, a dark hour of his soul, of maybe guilt, of feeling abandoned. But we know he was restored. He was restored to Jesus. And even after that, we see where he was empowered by the Holy Spirit with a new confidence of coming out of that preparation, a new confidence in God working through him instead of self-confidence. And he preached, you know, a mighty sermon in the book of Acts where people's hearts was pricked and he was no longer trusting in himself because he had been through that preparation, but he was trusting in God working through him. Another example was Joseph. Went through a wilderness period here. God had given him dreams, just as God gives us dreams of what we're to be or our calling. And yet then he found himself in a prison, in a place of maybe it would have been easy for him to ask, you know, God, why am I here in this place? You know, you gave me dreams that my brothers were going to bow down to me and I'd be in a place of authority, and yet here I am, you know, in a prison cell. But Joseph was faithful in that time, and God prepared him to be the leader that he wanted to be through that. He wanted him to be. Then lastly, Jesus went through a wilderness time of preparation in Matthew 4, chapter 1. It says, then Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. I think if we're in a place like that, a lot of times we're not like, oh, I think the Holy Spirit led me here, you know. If you guys ever felt like that, you know, you feel like God led you to a certain place or something, you know, and then all of a sudden it's like, ooh, it felt like blessing last week, but now it feels somewhat like a wilderness. And sometimes we question God, you know, did I hear you, God? Did I go the right direction? Well, you know, most likely you did, just continuing that route. Because the Bible says that even the Holy Spirit led Jesus into a wilderness period, into a time of preparation before he entered into the full ministry that God had for him. So those are just examples of people who went through wilderness experiences in the Bible. You know, if all these people, even Jesus, the Son of God, had to go through a wilderness experience of preparation, then, you know, I would assume that we're probably not exempt through going through those times in our life, you know. And you may be there this morning. I may be speaking directly to it, and you may not. But I assume that sometimes we go through those times too. But the wilderness is a place, a state of withdrawal from the world to face the reality of God, oneself, and one's neighbor, and to overcome the power of the devil. From our point of view, a wilderness period in a Christian's life is a dry period where often God seems somewhat distant and silent. It's a place where sources seem scarce and our faith is challenged. You know, it's a place where we begin to ask deeper questions about God and seeking Him. From God's point of view, it's a place of testing, a place of preparation for what He has for us, a place of learning to trust in Him for all of our needs. It's a place where we learn to look for His presence for our greatest satisfaction. You know, often we're in that time of that wilderness period. If you're there this morning, your hearts, they get restless, you know, and the only thing that can satisfy that is God Himself, that the presence of God. And that's one of the reasons why sometimes God draws us into that wilderness experience, so that we know that the only thing that can satisfy us is God Himself, the bread of life, the living water. So we need to know God's ways, not only His deeds, just as Moses did. In Psalms 103, verse 7, it says, He made known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. So it's important that we know God's ways and how He works in our lives, and not just how He blesses or does miracles, but what's He doing in your life this morning? Where are you at? And what is He doing in your life? And just by thinking about it, I suppose that Moses knew God's ways because he had already been through that wilderness experience before he led the people of Israel through it. God had prepared him, and he had sought God's ways instead of just God's blessing, so he was able to be a leader and to lead the people through that wilderness experience. So we need to know God's ways, not just His deeds. Let's turn to Deuteronomy chapter 8. So what's the purpose of this wilderness? Deuteronomy chapter 8 gives us some clues. the Lord was speaking through Moses, and the Lord was telling the people of Israel, you know, what you've been going through has not been without purpose, but it's been with purpose. And I've been working in your life. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today, so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land that the Lord promised on oath to your forefathers. Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands. He humbled you, causing you to hunger, and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live by bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Your clothes did not wear out, and your feet did not swell during these 40 years. Know then in your heart that as a man disciplines his son, so the Lord your God disciplines you. I would encourage you just to go back and in your spare time and read that whole chapter, because it's just full of goodness of God's ways and how he worked in the Israelites' life and how he works in our life. Chapter 8 and 9 is just full of good stuff. But so one of the purposes we see is that the Israelites went through the wilderness to humble. God was humbling and testing them so they would know what's in our hearts. You know, when we come to that place of wilderness or trial, we come to a place of maybe knowing what's in our hearts, just like Peter did in the Bible. You know, he didn't know what was in his heart. He didn't know what he would deny the Lord until that opposition came. And then he knew what was in our heart. So God exposes what's in our heart, kind of strips away our self-confidence, you know, in a way, so that we will know who we really are, so we can repent and become more like him. So one of the reasons is God humbles us and tests us so we'll know what's in our hearts. Another reason it says, so we'll know that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. You know, I think when he says man does not live by bread alone, he's just not talking about bread as in food, but he's talking about man does not live by the things of this world alone. You know, he doesn't live. That's not his true source when it comes to spiritually, but we live by the words of God, you know. So often God draws us into a wilderness place where we really get to a point where we're just not half-hearted seeking the voice of the Lord, but we're fully hungry to hear his voice. We come to a place where we're like, it really becomes our bread, as he's talking about. It really becomes our source of satisfaction. We're not just like, I want to say, Lord, give me today your daily bread. We mean, Lord, I need your living word today. I need your direction, because I don't know where I'm going without you. So God, one of his purposes also in bringing us into a time like this is to teach us that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of his mouth. And another reason is he does this to keep us from straying from him. He brings us into a time where we learn that he is our source. And just as, you know, it's just a beautiful picture that if God would have led Israel straight into the promised land, you know, it would have been a much more easier experience, you know. But he brought them the long way through the desert. Because he knew if he would have just brought them there, they would have turned to their blessings, you know. They would have made the blessings the idols instead of turning to God as their true source. So just turning to verse 16 real quick. He says, I gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you. And that just sticks out to me so much. So that in the end, it might go well with you. The Lord took them through that experience so that in the end, it might go well with you. And that's such an awesome thought that God, He's willing to take us through that experience because He knows that He has an end in mind. And that end in mind is being able to be blessed and all the promises of God that He's given to us. But yet, knowing that God is our main source at the same time. So His purpose is that we won't stray from Him so that in the end it might go well with you. So how do we respond in this wilderness time? If you find yourself this morning, you know, if this message doesn't seem too relevant this morning, you're probably not in the wilderness. But if it seems pretty relevant, you might be there this morning. But number one, we're not to complain. But we're to keep our eyes on the Lord, knowing and trusting that He is working out His perfect plans for us, even though it doesn't seem like it at the moment sometimes. And number two, we just need to dig deeper in God. You know, there's times when in our lives where it seems like the blessings of God just come so easy and, oh, the Holy Spirit's falling on me, praise You, thank You, Jesus. But there's times where you actually have to dig wells in God. You know, you have to dig a well for that refreshing. You know, you have to dig into the Word of God to find that revelation. You have to dig and press into the presence of God, and just instead of spending like 5 minutes with the Lord, say, Lord, I'm going to wait on You until You touch me. I'm going to wait on You until I'm illuminated in Your presence, Lord, because I'm hungry for You. So it's a time when we need to not just give up and lay down, but it's a time where we dig deeper in God. And God will, He's faithful. He'll reveal Himself to us in this time, even to such a point where we look back and like, Lord, I'm thank You for just taking me through that time of teaching me to trust in You and revealing Yourself to me. So I just encourage you this morning, if you find yourself in that place this morning, just to dig deep into God and to seek Him like never before and to know that He is your source this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank You that You teach us in Your Word, Father, that You give us examples in Your Word, Father. And Lord, I thank You that You know what we need in life more than we know ourselves, Father. And I pray that if anybody in here this morning, Father, finds himself, Lord, in a time that seems like a wilderness experience, Lord, I find that they would find purpose in it, Lord. That they would see that You're drawing them, Lord, to Yourself, Father. That it's not a time of no purpose, but You're drawing them to Yourself, Father. Lord, You're drawing them to the next step, Father, to the promises, Lord, that You have in their life, Father. And I pray that You would, Lord, just refresh them, Father, on the way. And Lord, just reveal Yourself to them, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.